It's good, my guy.
Man, nothing much, bro. Same old same.
Same old shit, just a different brick. Man, but it's New Year, 2022. You know what I'm saying? Just getting back right since after the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? Being that was my first winter break, like officially, I like that. I like not working for 2 weeks. That was cool. I was
Was
like, man.
live, man. It's something else. I wish I could say I didn't work for the whole 2 weeks, but because I was, well, I didn't work for the district,
Right.
so I was still doing stuff for my own personal interests. But
Right. Which, that's fair. You know what I'm saying? And that work don't stop. You
yeah.
know, so,
Well,
you know.
it shouldn't, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just
You
yeah,
know.
so.
So I know shout out to my the social work cousin Kim Young. She the dope black social worker, she has it where for 6 weeks at the end of the year, she shut it all down and don't work, don't do shit. I was like, I like that idea. I like that
Like
idea.
she does nothing for 6 weeks, like
Man,
nothing working.
she don't do nothing. She shut it down. She shut her.
First off, I would like that type of bag. Just be like, I'm done for 6 whole weeks.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she grind. She got a then she got a 95 a 9 to 5 and she got a side business, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
Yeah,
so
you got her. Does she have a practice?
I don't think it's like therapy. I think it's like, public speaking, consulting, workshops,
Oh,
selling merchandise, you know what I'm
like
saying?
content creating and stuff like that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So really just like, doing the fly social work shit, you know what I'm saying? You
Okay.
know, not spending
Either
too
way, man.
much time.
Hey, either way, she's doing
You
it.
know, so I like that. I think, I know for a fact that I'm gonna keep at least a couple of weeks off from winter break. I don't even care if I ain't even working for school district no more. I made a promise to myself that, whatever I'm doing is, like it gotta be some time off at the end of the year, you
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
the goal is to be able to control, time and money, man. So that's the type of time I'm on. You know what I
Right,
mean?
right,
Figure out how
right.
to do that. So
You know, so but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Man, so I know who. So over the break, I did watch Candyman, and I know we was gonna discuss Jordan Peele because I was finicky about his what he was about to do with his creative legacy because if you ask me, now this is asking me, his movies don't really hit like the previews hit. You know what I'm saying? Get Out, Get Out was cool. Like, Get Out was Get Out. You know, it was the storyline was, it was, oh my God, black people are being controlled by white people. Oh my God, this is crazy. Oh, and people was loving it. You know, I really didn't like it, but hey, I can understand.
but why didn't you like it
I
though?
just thought I just thought it was like a kind of a boring storyline. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I like it was cool, but I felt like it was short. You know what I'm saying? It was too short. Like they got into a little bit of the backstory, but I feel like they could have did that a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wanted to like, excuse me. If it was gonna be dark, I wanted it to be dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit, let's
Yeah.
turn that shit up. You know what I'm saying? But you
I
know,
don't
so.
know if he can. I don't know if I don't know if white people ready for that level, because it, you see what's going on with the whole we don't want critical race theory in school. So
True, and I
I
do, and I
no.
remember when homie wrote the Nat Turner movie. I do remember hearing he couldn't really do it the way he wanted to do it if Hollywood was gonna pick it up. So
Yeah, because it does having a nigga like massacre a whole bunch of white people. I mean,
right.
that's
And it made it seem like a fight, like you know what I'm saying, like. Have you seen that movie?
the Nat Turner one.
Yeah.
I saw that. I did.
Yeah.
I
I didn't
watched
realize
it.
that either. But
I didn't think that was I didn't think that was that special, but I did. It was cool though.
I could tell, you know, say Hollywood has some, like, hey, you can't just be doing like Like you got to really make it like seem like it was like a war instead of like what it really was, just like they were just going around doing the most. But anyway, let's not, you know, I don't want to get off the subject. But yeah, Get Out was cool. Us was not cool. Us was.
You didn't like Us either?
I didn't like Us, man.
Oh my God. What?
I didn't like Us. I didn't like Us. I liked the preview. I liked the I Got Five on it. That was tight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just didn't. I didn't.
Think so, correct me if I'm wrong. Were you expecting more? Like, is that what makes you feel the type of way about it? Like, you're expecting him to really go in? Is that why?
I just feel like I expect him to get deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Us, I don't know what I was expecting with Us. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. I went in with Us like I was just kind of hands up. I'm here to watch the movie. But you know, I think it was too many Easter eggs for me. You know what I'm saying? Like with the hands across the world type shit and I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't my cup of tea. I watched it once. I never ever got the urge to watch it again. I was like, okay, this is
damn, bro. You know,
yeah. I didn't watch, but let's take it now. You know what I'm saying? We got Candyman.
Yeah.
Now Candyman was getting slaughtered. Like people was not feeling Candyman. I watched it over break. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it more than I thought I would. You know what I'm saying? And I liked it because I don't know. I feel like I liked it because the backstory was cool. They really added like, you know, like a little bit, you know, like a little deeper context. They had holes in the story. I was like, well, shit, what happened to the, to the other Candyman? And then they kind of, you know, brought that, you know, I'm saying they kind of made that make sense too. Like he's just a different person. Like, you know, every generation started out with this dude, but every generation is a different person that becomes Candyman because like, it's just like, you know, the trauma of the community. Right. And then the dude, he broke it down. He said, gentrification was the reason why Candyman was the reason why gentrification happened. You know what I'm saying? Because Candyman wasn't around. These white folks came and bought up all this shit. You know, so we need him to come back. I was like, oh shit, this is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the kind of shit I was like, I was into, you know what I'm saying? And then I like the way Candyman, like, he wasn't like some dude, like, just like lurking around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when they summoned them, he was like floating, you know what I'm saying? I thought that was kind of tight. Like, you know, so I never really showed him like in action. Like all he did was show like a dude like kind of floating around, people just get murdered. I was like, damn, this is cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. I liked it. I don't know, but then the end kind of confused me. I was like, so I thought dude was gonna be Candyman, you know?
Right.
But then they showed the original Candyman from the original movie, and I was like, all right. So like what happened to all the other ones? You know what I'm saying? Because in my book, there was three. There was the original Candyman. Then there was the one that they showed from the beginning that had, you know, like who was hiding in the wall, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Then they showed the dude who was the kid from who's a little boy and he was becoming Candyman. But then at the end it was the original one again. I was like, okay, so that was kind of confusing. But I'm not gonna get too deep in it. I liked it. I feel like it was good. I felt like I don't know what people thought. I don't know why people thought it was weak. I feel like it was cool. Like I don't know.
I think people with that one just wanted it to be a horror film.
But it is.
And yeah, but I think that for me, when I'm looking at Jordan Peele's stuff,
and I think it's not really his movie, right?
Well, it's not his movie. It's his production company, the okay. Monkey Paw shit.
So maybe that's why it's good because he didn't.
I feel like here you go. I was gonna say here's why I like Get Out, I like Us, and I like Candyman. But here's why because to me he's even talked about, but he's not just doing horror films for the sake of horror films. I think sometimes. You know, we've been watching horror movies for a long time, and you know, Jason and all that shit, you know, Freddy is cool, but like what's the point? Like, it, like sometimes you be watching, it's like, this shit just don't make sense. Like this, like, why are you mad and killing people? Like, it just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just really like, there's no point, you know? But this, like, it's, and I get what you're saying, like, with Get Out and how it could have went deeper and Us had too many Easter eggs, but it's like what he's showing is like the horror film, like the horror of it is reality. And I have to put it in this way and make it outlandish, but like, this is how it really feels. Like, this is what it is, you know, like watching Get Out. I remember going to the movie and seeing it. And I like, I had an idea of what I thought it was going to be, but I wasn't really sure. Mm-hmm. And then I remember watching it and I'm just like, okay, I see what you're doing. This is, I like where you're going with this. Cause this is, this is shit we talk about all the time. Like, and he made it elaborate and over the top with the whole, we stealing bodies, but it's like our intellectual property is stolen all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. You know, everything that is considered cool is from us, you know what I'm saying? Right. And it's stolen daily from how people wear shoes, clothes, hats, slang, music. I mean, you know, and so he made it over the top, but it's like, this is like what y'all do on a daily basis. You know what I mean? So I liked it. I like his movies for the fact that he's going over the top with it to explain something so simple that most people just don't want to accept. But it's like, but if I explain it in this way, then maybe you'll see it. And I can also get why, like, I think for us watching it, Black people, he's not saying anything new for us. So I can understand why we have mixed reviews. But I don't think his movies are for us. Mm. I don't think he's making these because he knows we know already.
Right.
So I don't think he's making these movies to tell niggas something. Like, I don't think, you know what I mean? Like, he's making these movies and he's doing a great job of getting Hollywood to pay for it.
Right.
And to green light these films, that's basically telling them about themselves. Like, that's crazy as shit. Like, he didn't find a clever way to get his message across and get them to fit the bill. But I think people, I loved Candyman. Like you said, I loved it. I liked his spin on it. Because again, it wasn't just, you know, a senseless monster, if you will.
Right.
It acted like there was a point. But I think people were going into it expecting just Candyman.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just expecting a new updated version of Candyman. And then when it wasn't that, I think that's why people was upset. But I think it'll be a movie that ages well.
Okay.
Like, I don't, like, people may not, they may not really understand it right now.
Right.
A couple years from now, they'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. You know.
You think so? I feel like people don't really go back and check the archives like we used to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like once it's gone, it's gone.
I think because of the climate we're in and there's so much wokeness around, somebody's going to bring it back up and be like, yo, he was talking about some shit. You know right. what I mean? Because there's, you know, with social media and how you know, stuff is constantly broadcast, sadly, there's going to be another tragedy. Hate to say it, but there will. And it's going to gain traction. There's going to be an uproar about it. There's going to be a million posts about it. And yeah, so I think somebody will revisit it. Okay. I can't guarantee it. I'm just thinking there's enough quote unquote woke people that will want to claim, you know, they rediscovered something.
Right.
You know, somebody's going to try to pull that shit.
Okay, I can feel that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, shit. Yeah, Candyman, surprise. I'm glad I spent a little $5 to rent it. You know, so I had to watch it like in secrecy because my wife don't watch scary movies and I can't watch it around the kids. So I had to like watch it like in pieces. But it was.
I took my son to see it.
Damn. Okay, hardcore. But he, but
But he's like, he's but he's funny. He's like me. Like he likes right. He likes scary movies.
Well, I was his age when I watched the first one. Well, how old is your son? 10?
He's 11. He just 11. Turned 11.
Oh, yeah, I was like 7 when I watched the first Candyman. I was wild. I was fucking.
No, he watched. I remember when he watched The Conjuring. He watched them both, all of them. He liked it all. Like he likes watching scary movies.
Okay,
all right. He's different. So my wife won't though. She won't watch it.
Okay, well, tell him to start a blog so he gets
something.
He old enough to start blogging. Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, but man, a lot of shit happened. I know us being mental health people. I know you've seen Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Man, he's out here. I don't want to say he's wilding. He's probably wilding. I feel like I understand if his story is true. I can understand why you would quit mid-game. Not really. But it's some fly shit to do, especially like, you know, saying just to kind of like, fuck it, you don't want to pay me or whatever. Then I'm out, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like acting that irrational, there is something going, like to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like being a professional, like, man, like people who just act irrational like that, I mean, usually there's something going on, you know?
Well, I'll pose this question to you. Because initially I thought maybe it was a mental health thing. But then I started thinking about it based on who we're talking about. And he's had several situations at other teams. Not to mention, you know, the off the field incidents from not wanting to pay people, throwing the furniture off the ledge, the sexual assault stuff. So then I started, you know, playing around with the idea of, or not necessarily, not really an idea, because it is, it's a thing. But is this just a spoiled athlete? And how I pose it is, we know, you know what I'm saying? It's no secret. A lot of these guys, you know, they've been told they was great from the time Pop Warner, you know what I mean? And they get passes and they get, you know, excuses made, things pushed back. We've seen it with other athletes, you know what I mean? Get over on stuff based on talent. And so not dismissing mental health, but being he's had lesser situations he's tripped off just from not getting his way. Could this just be like a spoiled athlete moment where it's like, I feel like, cause he came out later conveniently and said, there's all the stuff with the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ain't got no surgery. He ain't did nothing for the ankle. And yet he says he wants to play again. But if I'm just going off a timetable, I'm not a doctor, but based on what he's saying for the ankle, if he's going to have surgery, he gonna need to have it like ASAP so he can rehab ASAP if he's going to even remotely be ready to try out for a team next year.
Right.
And he's doing a lot of kicking it. So so it makes me question, is this a spoiled athlete thing?
Right. It could be both, though. You know, like, you know, one can exacerbate, how you say the word, the other, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's having some feelings, and because he don't know how to deal with those feelings, because he is a spoiled athlete, that's just coming out as, you know, I'm out doing a tour, I'm saying all kind of weird shit, I'm on these different podcasts downplaying the fact that, you know, I may have a condition, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like people like him and Kanye, I hate bringing up Kanye again so soon, I feel like we talked about Kanye every episode, but you know, like those two, like those are like the wrong people to like. So like When I used to like run groups, you know what I'm saying? There's always like, you had to watch out for people that would click up and like, you know, like,
yeah, going
the group leader, you know what I'm saying? Or the program, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, and not for like, you know, cause sometimes it's good to be critical about things, right? You know what I'm saying? But for like, you know, but for malicious reasons, right? So I feel like those two are one of the same, you know what I'm saying? Kanye saw this dude, now they got like kicking it together. You know what I'm saying? There's rumored to be maybe some music together, you know what I'm saying?
It's so, just like, what the hell is going
so
on?
So I just feel like, you know, like, man. it's just looks bad. And you're right, it could be, you know, him just not having his way, and he's just, you know, not really feeling like home since he's been in Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like it's, I mean, It's easy to quit. I feel like
I definitely think Bruce Arians said what he said. I just don't know if I believe Antonio Brown's reasoning.
Right.
I don't see the team putting themselves in harm. Like, he brought up the text messages before, but yet, and he displayed them, but the shit didn't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Like he displayed it and it was like, hey, Antonio, this is Bruce Arians. First off, if we got numbers, like if I have your number, you have my number, I'm not going to text you and be like, hey, Chris, this is Paul. You've locked my number in, bro.
Right.
So I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That's number one.
To be fair, I've had people do that. Like, hey, this is, you know, like I've had people do that.
Yeah, that's so rare. I'm not buying that. And then, like, so Bruce Arians is going to incriminate himself in the text message. And then later act like he didn't know your leg was hurt. This is a multi-billion-dollar company. This is white people shit. White people don't fuck up like that. Like, that's what, like, his reasonings.
Yeah.
Is a little off.
I mean, John Gruden was sending emails about
this. He did, but that was like 10 years ago. I'm saying, and I'm not disputing what he did. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they can't. Right. I'm just looking at what he's trying to say. I'm not trusting Antonio to be the one to catch somebody fucking up when he was the one who went on live.
Right.
In the locker room. He's the one who in front of the masseuse, like, you know, pleasuring himself. Like, I'm just saying, it's hard. It's consider the source. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's a little difficult for me to take what he's saying based on prior behavior.
Right.
I do believe Bruce said get the fuck out, though. I believe he said that. I just don't believe
I would have said that
it's shit for the reason that Antonio Brown's trying to say.
Right. I told him that too, bro. Leave. You know what I'm saying? You lying about COVID shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You was getting on my nerves, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here.
That's the crazy part about the crazy part about the COVID thing. Is, bro, you didn't have to get vaccinated. This ain't like the NBA.
Why
would you lie?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have to.
Just mask up and you're good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, you know, or pay the fine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that, right. That was the crazy thing about even Aaron Rodgers. I don't even want to talk about him because he gets on my nerves. But, like, why lie about it? You, like, the NFL wasn't making you do it. You just had to wear the mask. Don't be around big groups and you good.
He had to show a scruffy beard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I really don't like him either, though. He's getting on my nerves anyway.
So
overrated. Antonio Brown, he got to chill. Hopefully all is well with that man. But yeah, he was on that little tour. But sidebar, how wild do you have to be to go hard on work emails? Like, to go hard on company emails. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, John Gruden, I know this, but I brought it up, so I never really got a chance to talk about it. But, like, John Gruden, to go that wild on company work emails, I don't send shit on work emails. Like, I send the most PC shit on work. Super. I don't joke. I don't do nothing like that on work emails. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, man.
Super regular. Super regular. Yeah, he was comfortable. He was comfortable. I do feel like they left him out to dry because you're not going, like, come on, fam. Y'all did a whole sweep and y'all just got his shit. Stop playing. Like, stop playing.
He took the fall.
He the fall guy. But yeah, like you said, man. He felt some type of way, clearly. He was going in. That's a text message, bro. That's a personal. That's on your personal phone or in person to where now it's just a he said.
That's a voice note.
Yeah, you don't put that on the company email, bro.
Man, all right, damn, man.
He was upset.
He was wilding. He was in his Trump bag.
Here's a serious question though. Is he done with the NFL for good? Is he never going to get any type of NFL related shot?
He'll find his way back there somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Because even like it might be a network or something like that. Because even like Chris Berman, he's still on ESPN, right? And they said he was saying some racist shit. So
Chris Berman?
I believe so. If I'm not mistaken, that he had said something that was kind of. Can you remember when Jamele Hill's leaving and she was putting everybody on notice?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that.
But I don't know if he had like as much evidence as John Gruden had, but I wouldn't be surprised if John Gruden's around somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Like
maybe in a couple more years. He's not super old.
So. I mean, Fox, you can always go get a job at Fox, you know what I'm saying?
a couple years.
Work with Carrie Bradshaw, you know what I'm saying?
God, I wish he would do something with that hair, bro.
He's never been there.
I really want him to cut it off. Every time I see him, it's like, what's the point, dude? Like, what's the point? Man,
so, I want to get into a deep conversation. Something about making you mad.
Oh, Lord.
So, we all know that the key to, like, liberation, a lot of Black people speak about, is, like, Black wealth. Capitalism, right?
Yeah.
So over the Christmas break, I was seeing a couple tweets, a couple Instagram posts about Black people not buying their kids gifts, like toys, but buying them like stores and land and shit. Buying them jobs, basically, you know what I'm saying? And kind of like, you know, kind of promoting, like, instead of my kids playing, they're going to be having this land to take care of, but saying in a way to looks like it's a flex, but in reality it's like, well, like, who's gonna take care of this? Like are you putting your kids up to work, you know? Which I'm not saying you can do what you want to do, but I'm saying, like, you know, you're just taking their childhood away for the sake of wealth, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
but anyway,
that's weird.
So, but this got me thinking about generational wealth.
Yeah.
And my stance on generational wealth has changed a bit. I think it's kind of evil to want generational wealth. Kind of scammy.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay.
Let me break it down.
Okay.
Now I'm not talking about having a house and giving your daughter the house or your son the house, right? You know, splitting the house. That's like regular shit, right? Or having enough equity to take out the house to give to your kids for college, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to want this thing where you want your whole family to, like, kind of be taken care of off of like one person's effort. I feel like when you have generational wealth, you look at a lot of shit, you gotta exploit somebody. Somebody gotta get exploited. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
So if we were talking about like Amazon, for instance.
Right. Okay.
And like, so him.
Yes.
So now he's created wealth that'll expand.
Yes.
Just Jeff.
Any
kids.
Any one of these big time owners of these companies. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's off the blood, sweat, tears of someone else. Right.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like when we preach that to our people, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's the wrong idea. Because it's good for the nuclear family, you know what I'm saying? It's good for that family that's getting it, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? You exploit so many people, unless certain situations, you know what I'm saying, where like you could sell a lot of shit, right? So like you look at like a movie star, right? Mm-hmm. Or like a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they can, you know, they sell a lot of records, they get a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Et cetera, right? But even, you know, with that, I mean, we all talk about Hov and how people look at him for some of his moves that he made, you know what I'm saying? Like with the Brooklyn Nets and him bringing that big ass, you know, arena to Brooklyn, pushing out people, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. But somewhere down the line, you know what I'm saying? When you're trying to make a lot of money, somebody got to make it for you, you know what I'm saying? And that comes, you know what I'm saying? Low wages, paying someone low wages, you know what I'm saying? You know, are like scamming off the top, something like that. So that's what I think about it. You know, so like, I'm not saying like, you know, of course, you know, I want some kind of wealth. I want to be able to pass my kids off to something. But as far as like us, like, you know, wanting this generational thing where we got so much money that we could just like, you know, where it's nothing. Mm-hmm. I feel like either we work ourselves to death, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? If we got employees or something, you know what I'm saying? If they're not, they're not getting a fair shake.
Shit, that's okay. So you right. So you definitely bring up a lot of stuff. I mean, so The messed up part about it is, you're right. Somebody's going to have to be somebody is going to have to do the dirty work and will not get an equal piece of the pie. The hard part is, there's really no way around that. And I say that cautiously, because some people are comfortable, don't want more.
Right.
And are comfortable being in that spot. I mean, you know, you take a fast food restaurant, take McDonald's. Like Ray Kroc, he revolutionized how McDonald's was set up.
Right.
You know? And somebody's got to work fries. You know what I mean? Like right. Somebody has to. And it sucks, because the person working fries, you know, because of how McDonald's is set up, like in order for you to even be a franchisee, you got to go through Hamburger University. Like every McDonald's is the same, like all this shit. So it's a certain way, right? So somebody's got to work fries, and they got to uphold the standard for, you know, that's set by every McDonald's, and they're only going to get paid minimum wage. And that sucks. But I also want the fries, though. So somebody's got to do it, and they're not going to let right. me come back there and do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a weird space to be in.
Right. But I'm saying, but like, you can still have somebody working the fries, you know what I'm saying? But do you got to pay them $7.50 an hour? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you paid it, but hypothetically, if, and that's what I'm saying. And that's the part I don't know, because I'm not a business owner. I've never had to pay nobody. So I don't know the purpose of, you know, lowballing somebody, because I don't have to pay the other costs.
You know the purpose of it.
Well, no, because in my mind, no, because in my mind, I would think if I paid you a better livable wage, you'd be happier to work there and want to work there longer. In my mind, but for some reason, not doing it. I mean, it kind of creates the revolving door situation. But then you got some people that work there for a long time. Some people move up. Some people don't. So I don't understand that part of it.
Right.
I don't know. Because in my mind, I would think if I paid you more, you'd want to work fries for a long fucking time. Right. Like, instead of paying you $10, $12, if I was paying you, if I'm making billions, in my mind, I'm like, yo, if I'm making money like that, if I was paying somebody, I don't know, $45,000, $50,000, you might work fries for a grip.
Right.
Not saying 50K, I mean, 50K isn't great. I mean, with today's economy, inflation and stuff like that, like 50K now is even somewhat of a struggle, but it will be better than what they're making right now
on
fries. So in my mind, that would be a better move, but I don't know the ins and outs.
Right. But you hear me, okay, so like you might need 5 fry workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could pay them all $50K. You know what I'm saying? But that takes away your cut, right? You know what I'm saying? And we all got this idea that when you're the boss, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta make the most money. You know what I'm saying? That's really how our system is looked at. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, you do have a lot of overhead, so I'm not gonna say, you know what I'm saying, you know, but it gotta be something. You gotta get paid too. You know what I'm saying? So how do you get paid? You gotta lowball some shit, right? You know what I'm saying? But so
I guess the other flip side of that coin, though, is if it's my company, I know I'm going to be here for the long haul.
Right.
Well, I can't guarantee that homie will. So shit, I might as well cash out then.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good point. But I don't know.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. But I do feel like that, you know what I'm saying? Like this, the whole, you know, massing a hoarding wealth. It's how we got to this spot in this pandemic where people won't work, you know what I'm saying? Because people are overworked, you know what I'm saying? Teachers was complaining for years. Man, this classroom is packed. It's hot in here, you know what I'm saying? It's like 30 kids in the classroom. Our raises ain't really matching what, you know what I'm saying, like the housing price is or whatever, you know, so what the rent is, you know what I'm saying? We struggling and nobody said nothing. And then when the pandemic came and shit started getting hot, man, people was out. You know what I'm saying? And that was across the board. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like people, like, you know, top people were saying, like, oh, no, man, we ain't never raising no wages, nothing like that. But now you see, like, I drive by Taco Bell, they're paying up to $21 an hour. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get people to come work. Now, if you would have did that a few years ago, just even pay somebody $15 an hour a few years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be in a different spot. But all this, you know, all these ideals is to try to accumulate, you know what I'm saying, generational wealth. And that only benefits a certain amount of people, you know what I'm saying?
I will say this, though. I think when we talk about school, the school system compared to everything else, I think we got to remember it's two different systems. Like, the school system it has always worked how it's supposed to work. It's not to elevate or really educate people or put people in position to, you know, grow and become entrepreneurs or free thinkers or any of those things. Right. I think what they're realizing now is, like you said, hey, we ignored what teachers were saying for too long. Now this pandemic's happened. Now we have to scramble to figure out what the fuck we're going to do, because guess what? We got people quitting. We got teachers leaving. We got people, you know, claiming they got COVID. Like, they released a thing with BPS. Like, there was like teachers in, you know, cahoots with each other, like, to not go to work because they're like, yo, y'all tripping. Like, I'm not trying to get COVID. Like, people really feeling that way. And they sent out a letter like, hey, you shouldn't be colluding with people to not come to work and this, that, and the third. People running out of, I mean, part of the reason why we've had these kind of rolling closures is because obviously some people have been out and stuff like that, but you got the sub shortage. And I think, you know, these school districts and stuff is realizing now, like, okay, we ignored this problem for too long. Like, there's only a certain amount of teachers.
Right.
And if we don't start changing what we're doing with these teachers and or support staff.
That's across the board too, though. That's like with nurses. You said nurses, COs and jails, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who works the front lines, we, like, I mean, I can tell you that we have, like, I've worked, you know, hospitals, worked in jails, worked in all that shit. They try to make a lot with a little, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You run the bare minimum. And the pandemic was like, you know what I'm saying, just people just didn't want to show up, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just, either they were sick or they were scared of getting sick, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, so now.
And it takes a certain person to work in those environments.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
And so if you don't start paying people, you will be fucked off.
You got to love that shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So even though like a nurse gets a nice salary, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't enough when shit is on 10. You know what I'm saying? When shit is on 10 every single shift, and now it's short, now I got to do X, Y, and Z, you know what I'm saying? It's not really worth it, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this whole, the way we look at wealth, you know what I'm saying? And people trying to, and even though, like, you know what I'm saying, those systems don't really have the idea of generational wealth. You know, that's like an entrepreneur type thing, right? You want to make much money to, you know, but it's like, I just feel like we got to maybe, like, to me personally, I'm not telling nobody what to do, but to me personally, I feel like it's a wicked way of thinking to try to make so much.
Well, I will say this, to go back to your initial point with the whole Christmas thing, I think putting that seed in the mind for entrepreneurship, I think, you know, wanting, you know, your kids to have better than you is I don't think there's anything wrong with that. At the same time, you know, I have this conversation with my son every so often. Like, man, enjoy being a kid because it's very short.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lord willing, you're going to live for a while, but you're going to live as an adult a lot longer than you're going to be a kid. So really enjoy being a kid. And I think you can set up the generational wealth stuff or set up what's going to be important to your kids without taking away from their childhood. Buy them toys, man. Let them play with toys and be a kid. Because like I said, it's so small. Like, I don't even think, growing up, I don't even think we realized how short it was being a kid until now we're an adult. And it's like, man, you are an adult for a long fucking time. Like you really are. Like once you legally hit 18, bro, you're done.
Right.
Like you're an adult forever, bro. I'm 37, so I'm already like, you know what I'm saying? Like I've already been an adult longer than I was a kid, bro. It's a long fucking time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, come on, bro. It, yeah. Let the kids, let them be kids. Like, I think people can still, if you got the bread to buy them land or stores, you can do that and save that for them or run it for them until they're ready. And you can tell them about it. Let them play Fortnite and toys and kid stuff.
Let them do, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, yeah, like, man. Like, we don't have to always have like the super deep conscious moments. Of like,
right, man.
Like, you know,
especially, like, especially with everything that's going on in the world, cult, like looking at everything that's happened with the pandemic, you know, within the pandemic and all the things that kids had to be exposed to. I think it's even more of a reason why it's like, yo, really let them be a kid.
Right.
Like your kid is seeing a lot right now. George, like the George Floyd murder was on everything.
Let your kid that elementary school, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Let them be a fucking kid, bro. Like they've been seeing riots. They've been seeing people die. Like, let them enjoy kid stuff. They got a long time to be entrepreneurs, fam.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how you feel about generational wealth. I do think it's some evil shit about it. You know what I'm saying? But
To be honest with you, I have mixed views. I don't. I mean, I have mixed views about it. I think it's.
But I did see.
I don't know. It's weird.
I saw a tweet. Now tweets ain't really always factual, but it felt real to me. You know, what I'm saying that our generation makes more than our parents' generation. But we have like 1/10 of the assets.
I could see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, how could I put it? Okay, I feel like at this point, I made more than my parents. Well, let me back up. I don't know. It's weird because I owned a house before my parents ever did. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think what they should have did maybe is an addendum. My parents, because of how they grew up, knew how to save better than me.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how to make money stretch better than me. They knew how to, because if I'm looking at the opportunities my parents put me into and my parents had me and my brother doing, I mean,
you did go to school, so you know.
Yeah, but and that was a struggle. But I'm saying, no, I'm talking about outside of that. Like my parents, like I learned how to ski in third grade. Like I knew how to ski. Like we was going to like Lake Tahoe and shit, and like skiing. You know what I'm saying? Like my parents did that. I can't do that with my kids right now. I can't. I mean, part of it is my knees is. I can't ski anymore. But I'm just saying, just in general, like I can't. I mean, I probably could, but it would take a lot more finessing.
Right.
Because I don't have the same habits. So there's a give and take.
Yeah.
There's definitely a give and take. I think I probably make a little more and I have some assets more than my parents, but some of the hustle or some of the you know, make the money stretch. And
we also have more bills too. Let's keep it above. We got more bills.
That's true too. Because I do have Sally Mae and shit.
Yeah, we got more, but even without the student loans, you know what I'm saying? You got fat phone bills you gotta have, you know what I'm saying? True. You got, man, what other bills that I have? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like the mortgages is more, you know what I'm saying? Relatively, you know what I'm saying? Like I know the wages is more, but you figure that
the apps and shit, Netflix,
you know, Hulu,
Disney Plus,
you know, but just to like live, and you know, since school costs a lot of money. I don't remember my parents paying for school, you know what I'm saying? But now I gotta pay for school. Everywhere I turn around, you know what I'm saying, I'm paying for something, you know what I'm saying? So but,
I was talking about my mom about this when, you know, before the kids went back to school and buying, you know, the school supplies. So now, because your babies is little still, but get ready for this shit. You not just buying supplies for your kid. Like you buying communal supplies.
Mm.
Like when my parents bought school supplies, like it was just it was my stuff.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah,
it was all me. But now they like, no, you got to buy XYZ amount of Kleenex boxes and you got to buy different folders. And I'm like, well, how many is my son getting? Nah, like this shit, they like take this shit and like divide it up. I'm like, hold on. So now I'm spending money on other kids. I don't even know these niggas. Like, who are these kids? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, now.
I'm like, fuck. So that's a thing. And we didn't have to do that in private school. Like nobody was buying extra people stuff.
Right.
So that's a trip.
Yeah. Well, I can see that being a thing nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Because, but then that kind of tells me like of the times when, you know what I'm saying? Like people have more, but also a lot of people have less. Like there's a lot of people showing up who can't really, well, I mean, I always went to schools that were, you know what I'm saying, that had a lot of poor people in them. You know what I'm saying? Every school I went to had a substantial population of people made below the poverty line, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's not really that different, but I can see how like in a suburb where they're experiencing this kind of shit now, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta buy everybody's stuff so nobody feels excluded. So I can see that.
Because, oh no, it's universal. It's in every district. It's all across. It's citywide. You doing that shit? That's the trip. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it even more of a thing. Because I'm out here by Nike. I'm like y'all should be able to afford these. Y'all right. Walking around in all the shoes and shit. But like you better turn in a pair of shoes.
I mean that's what I'm saying though. You know what I'm saying? Like there's some like you can't really tell these days like who's really like who really can't afford to show up with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, but that's yeah. It's just wild how, you know what I'm saying, just how our generation, man, everybody, you might have a household that make, you know what I'm saying, 175K, but you still like, man, the bills still need to, you know what I'm saying, bills still fat, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that's because people squeeze your, you know what I'm saying, like your salary out of you, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, yeah. They just squeeze the fuck out of you. Like, everybody wants something. I feel like every company wants money, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know,
plus you could start working earlier too. I mean, I feel like with each generation now going forward, it's even harder to, in a lot of ways, stack that bread earlier because you almost have to have a degree or some sort of a credential. Right. You know, when I look at when my parents started working, I mean, some people had degrees. But everybody still didn't have to have a degree to do a lot of stuff they did to make good money. But now, I mean,
yeah,
like you had I mean, I look at just when I started working at 15. Like now you got to be like 16, 17, depending on where you at. Like, so it's, you know what I mean? It's different.
And you know, that's why I get mad when people argue against the cancellation of student loans. I get mad because it's like, fam, y'all put us in this predicament. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like I'm convinced, right, that the heads of each organization, heads of whoever came together was like, hey, you know how we can all get paid? Is that you make this a requirement, you make this a requirement, and then you send them to me to work. You know what I'm saying? And then they could work for me, make me some money, and then they could pay you back. And then I feel like it was kind of like a system like that. You know?
It is. That's exactly how people don't realize the bank, a lot of the bank, all the banks and all that shit, they're in cahoots with the school. Like that's the whole thing. Like unless, and that's the crazy thing about the generation wealth and the entrepreneurship thing is a lot of people don't realize, you know, the Jeff Bezos or the Bill Gates, these are people that just happened that came up with an idea that happened to pop, bro.
Right.
Because a lot of them didn't finish college.
Right.
And they could have just as easily, that idea could have not worked and they could be fucked off right now. But it happened to work. You know what I mean? And so now they're billionaires and like, oh my God, I want to be like them. It's like, yeah, but it's like, yeah, they worked hard, but yeah, that shit also was lucky as fuck. Cause you know, there was somebody else at their heels that could have popped first.
Right.
And maybe they just didn't. I don't know. So it's, yeah, it's like you said, it's definitely a crapshoot. You almost have to go to school. Like it's almost impossible to get a job And
especially like if you want like some kind of consistency, you know what I'm saying? And not just going to school, but like going and getting master's degrees and doctorate degrees and like certifications and all this stuff. So yeah, so you know, it's so I feel like, you know, since when people say like you can't be a person that's pro teacher, pro inclusion, pro mental health, if you don't support the cancellation of student loans, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the people who take out those student loans, like there's this myth that's like you know, so like if someone goes to college and just like, you know, I'm gonna get an art degree and I'm gonna just lounge around and do nothing, pay my student loans off. Like that's not the, like that's not what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's people running companies who needed to get these credentials that are six-figure student loan debt because they wanted to be your son's teacher, your daughter's teacher, your son's therapist, a social worker, all the stuff that you applaud and we need mental health, we need all this stuff. Okay, we need it, you know what I'm saying? Well, recognize, you know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't no student loans, you think of a teacher shortage now, you know what I'm saying? There would be no teachers.
Well, you know going back to your original statement with the, you know, like I said, with COVID, I'm curious because something's going to have to give. They're gonna have to do something because you're not gonna encourage people to want to come up and be teachers in this new era of shit. So or be nurses, right, or doctors in this new era. So you're gonna have to figure out maybe like what direction we. I
feel like people who want to be doctors anyway have some kind of like some.
I agree. But at the same time, if you keep playing with people, like you said, under the circumstances and stressing people the fuck out, like, because one thing that we can say that's happened over with the pandemic, with COVID, is the companies that have been able to say, all right, we can do remote. People are liking that shit. People are liking saying, oh, I don't have to go. I can do this from home.
Right.
Yeah. So you keep like, you're going to have to figure this out. You're going to have to figure this out because you're going to have to make some addendums to help people and add some more, you know, coin because I mean, I think we're going to see kids wanting to do half and half. Some kids are going to want to go in and some kids are going to want to be online. Some might want a hybrid. Guess what? That means you're going to have to figure out a way to pay teachers more because you ask them to prep a lot of shit. Right. That's not going to work to just be like, oh, you just got to prep for the year. How? You want me to prep in person and online content? Nah, bruh. You're going to have to figure that out. And it's going to be hard to get new people to come in doing it the old way. You're going to have to figure it out.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I, you know, to go to your point, if things is going to keep going, because they're not going to be able to just go back to the way it was. People done seen a different side now, you know, doing my supervision right now and working with clients. All my shit's telehealth.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a client face to face yet.
And, you know,
and a lot of them like that. So that's what I'm saying. So like, you're going to have to like. People won't have to adjust. People are getting comfortable not having to be face to face with somebody.
Right. But I feel like a lot more therapists like that rather than teachers. I know a lot of teachers that I work with didn't like the whole setup of teaching online because students just weren't engaged. You know what I'm saying? So
I've experienced half and half.
You know what I'm saying? So, but I do know every therapist I've never heard a therapist that said, man, I really don't like the one-on-one, you know, in person or online. I really do it in person. I feel like I've probably met one, you know, saying that said they, you know, that they don't like telehealth. Everyone that I know love telehealth because it really opens up, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to work and you get licensed in multiple states, you know what I'm saying? You can really cake it off, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, So yeah, but I see what you're saying though, because a lot of people was like, because especially if it's dangerous, you know what I'm saying, and like, you know, it can cut costs, it could cut like, you know, gas is high as hell, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. is high, you know what I'm saying. If I could maybe figure out a way to cut costs, and yeah, I mean, make it worth it. So I do feel like there will have to be some kind of decision making to, like, you know, because this is how we say that, you know, people benefit from being in classrooms. There's people that, you know, loved being at home as well. They ain't got to get bullied.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You like know, you, they ain't got to be around people. You know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You, because it's a mixture. Like you said, there's teachers that rather be in person. There's kids that rather be in person. And there's teachers that's like, yeah, I'm cool with doing this telehealth shit and or doing this cool distance learning shit. And there's kids that's like that. So we already know through research that people learn different.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. There's people that have had success. There's people that did extremely bad with it. But I don't think we're ever going to be able to go back to just 100% in person. I just don't see it. I think there's too much of a divide, which means you're going to have to come up with some ends because.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, because I mean, there's just too much of a split.
Right. And to keep it real, we should overhaul this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's been wild for a little bit. It's been kind of, you know, people have been saying that, you know, saying the whole approach where there's one person up front talking to you at you don't really work that well for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so I feel like, now if it looks like it's all hybrid or if it's all, you know, social dis or what's it called? CDL. I forgot what CDL meant still for.
But it makes no sense.
You know,
to me.
Learning at home, you know what I'm saying?
But, right.
But you know what I'm saying? But it can be, you know, it's just a good opportunity to change a whole lot of shit. That's why that's what I hate about the pandemic is that we went back to like normal. Like we had a chance to really make shit pop to where it was healthier for everyone. But now we was in so rush to get back to, you know, like, man, these like people are mad that they cannot go back to their office. And not like people who work, but like the bosses are like, man, why? I want everybody to come back to the office. You know why? Because people want to make sure that you say what you, when you working, that you working. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like, you know, it's like yeah. To me, it's more of an ego thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hold on, I want to make sure if I pay you this $80K to teach, that you teaching every fucking minute of the fucking day. You
know what I'm saying? Right. I think it's also because they realized like they were not prepared on any level. They was like, oh yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and do distance learning. It's gonna work. No, it's fucking not. No, it's not. Like nobody, and if you haven't created content for online, like it's different when we're talking about college, right? Or grad school. They have specific online departments and in-school departments. I got my master's with USC through distance learning. Okay, but that was a whole program. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know how long USC developed that, but they did. They developed a robust program that you could do from anywhere in the country.
Right.
Okay, but that's a multi-million dollar school. It's different. Public schools don't have that. You know, so now you're like, oh, we're just going to go online. Okay, who's going to make sure these kids, because these are kids now, who's going to make sure all these kids got Wi-Fi? Who's going to make sure all these kids got a computer or a Chromebook? And then who? We don't even know they live in situations. Do they got somebody that can make sure they got on? Like, there's so much. And then on top of that, the teachers, who's got time to develop online content? I've only been doing it in person for 10 years. Now you want me to develop online shit? They're going to have to. Like you said, they had a perfect opportunity to figure it out. But I think now we're in a space where I think they're realizing because, hey, new variants is going to keep coming. The political divide has been set. So you can't go back on that.
Right.
So what are you going to do moving forward? I think we're always going to have this on again, off again hybrid. I don't think we're ever going to go back to fully in school.
Yeah.
And even the states and the cities in those states that have tried to go back into school, they've even had shutdowns. Right. So it's just, so that's what I'm saying. I don't, there's going to have to be some sort of a change.
Right.
100%. I just don't think it's going to go the way right. I want it to.
And not even just for, like, you know, I wasn't just speaking about schools, but like just the workforce in general, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know, we really had a chance to make things a lot more, just, you know, you speak on wellness. I know a lot of companies have like these wellness, you know, initiatives, you know what I'm saying? Like we have a chance to really, like, you know what I'm saying? Shit got fucked up. We really had a chance to really scale back and say, what was working? You know what I'm saying? I don't think putting everybody in the same building just to make sure that they're working was, you know, really made sense, you know what I'm saying? Wow. But it was what we did. So we just followed what we did. And we had a chance to kind of break that mold and,